Wisconsin is known far and wide for its beer culture, and in recent years, Wisconsin's political culture has been getting plenty of national attention. But as Brady Carlson reports for our series High Tolerance, beer culture has long been a part of Wisconsin politics.
Milwaukee was in the mood to celebrate the day Democratic Party Chair Tom Perez came to announce the city would host the 2020 Democratic National Convention. The celebration was very Wisconsin, a beer toast. Only as the glasses clinked together and cameras clicked, things got messy. They spilled beer on the paperwork. Not intentional, but for those in Wisconsin politics, also not surprising.
It's a shorthand and quick way to convey something by having a beer.
That's political scientist Mordecai Lee of UW-Milwaukee. He says for out-of-state politicians looking to show they're in touch with Wisconsin culture, a beer is a way to do it.
You know, it's not that different from, I don't know, campaigning in Chicago and having a Chicago hot dog or a deep dish pizza. For politicians, the sort of simplistic, stereotypical instant messaging that happens with a photo op with beer, they continue doing it.
National figures have done it a lot. Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, and First Lady Betty Ford, just to name a few. The pictures of candidates raising glasses of Wisconsin beer are a timeline of American politics. Lee points to a visit from Ronald Reagan, who used his beer photo op to make a point to the state's conservative voters.
Sitting next to him is the police chief of Milwaukee, who was identified with conservative politics, even though he personally was a civil servant and couldn't do an endorsement. And here was a situation where Ronald Reagan was able to convey several things at the same time.
In-state politicians recognize the value of a campaign beer, too, though their take on the tradition is perhaps less cynical.
On the national level, having a beer with a politician is a cliche. In Wisconsin, having a beer with a politician is a way of life.
That's Brian Reisinger, who worked on campaigns for top state Republicans like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and former Governor Scott Walker. He says on the campaign trail, you go where people are. Festival beer tents, breweries, bars, even tailgate parties outside Lambeau Field.
It's kind of hard to take part in the beer on a setting like that because you're warm and you've got hours of walking to do and it could go badly for you. But you get cheersed a lot. You get a lot of toasts.
And you can get a lot of attention, like when Ron Johnson's campaign released a video of the senator partaking in...
It was a chug.
Johnson downed a Miller Lite in seconds, apparently impressing the bartender.
That's pretty good.
And getting plenty of attention in news and social media, the kind of attention Reisinger says campaigns dream about.
It was one of those moments where it didn't really matter what your politics were. You just were like, hey, that's cool. That senator just slammed a beer like my buddy would on Friday night. And it was a way for people to relate to him. And it was the best thing about it was a real moment. We never could have scripted or come up with it. It just happened.
Bridging political divides with beer doesn't always work, judging by the protests outside the bipartisan Beer and Brat Summit Governor Scott Walker held after the 2012 recall campaign. And pouring a beer can backfire, as Hillary Clinton learned during a 2016 primary event. Tammy Plord of Pearl Street Brewery in La Crosse was there.
You know, I kind of gave her the lowdown. You know, you got to pull the tap handle all the way forward. You can't half do it. But she just didn't pull the tap handle all the way forward, and that just created a lot of foam.
The campaign trail increasingly runs through craft breweries like Pearl Street. Candidates can pay tribute to Wisconsin's beer history and highlight small businesses at the same time. But craft beer is growing across the country. Will Wisconsin's blend of beer and politics still stand out? Tammy Plord says yes, because to her, these moments aren't just about the beer.
Wisconsin's very good at being down home, very relatable, very friendly, and we just kind of want to experience all that together. And I think Wisconsin will always stand out for that.
And if that doesn't work and the beer and politics connection goes out of state, Mordecai Lee has an idea to keep candidates coming here.
I'm guessing the incoming product that's going to replace it is going to be cheese. After all, we're already called cheeseheads, and our motto is America's Dairyland.
If nothing else, you can't quite spill cheese on a contract the way you can with a beer. Brady Carlson, WPR News.